This is Line 4, and this will be Fiona. Thanks for hanging on, Fiona. What do you want to tell us?
I want to talk about sex and football.
Oh, I said that. Now, you weren't just winning Danny Kelly money, are you? Because I said...
Get the 20 quid ready,
mate. There can be neither... Well, anyway, carry on, Fiona. I'm literally all ears. Yeah, go on.
Well, my boyfriend proposed that I should sleep with a friend of his to get... tickets for today's football.
Now, how did he... Lauren, let's go way back here.
You're an Arsenal fan, I suppose. He's an Arsenal fan, yes.
How long have you been going out with him?
About 6 months.
Now, that's not long enough to start suggesting you loan yourself out.
It's a cup final, Danny. I told you, these are desperate times.
But I was desperate to go.
So he said... When did he suggest this to you?
It was probably a couple of weeks ago, actually.
What did he
actually
say?
3 weeks ago.
What did he actually say?
Well, he came straight out with it, actually.
Did he?
He was very drunk at the time.
And he said?
And as was I. And he just said, will you sleep with someone to get us tickets?
And you said?
And I said, I was very drunk. I said, oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, got to go. And then he said, no, I'm serious, did he?
He said, yeah. And I was very drunk, as I say. Yeah. So I said, yeah, okay.
Did he tell you who it was?
He told me it was
that
a friend of his,
yeah. And a friend, oh, it was a friend. I'm not being cruel, really. I'm just trying to imagine the two lads got together, and you see, if he's a friend of his, and he's got two tickets,
yeah.
And he says, you know, the first thing you say, it takes a lot of bottles to say to a very good friend, I'll have your missus then. That's putting in colloquial, but he must have had this conversation with him. What's it to you? You say yeah, and now we're going to come to the bit that everyone wants to ask. So what happened?
I did it.
Yay!
I was so desperate to go.
Yes, I know they're desperate to go and desperate to go. But, so the arrangement being what? You woke up sober and you said, no, I will. And you knew this fella.
Yeah.
And you went out, you had a meal, did you?
No.
You just went straight round there.
Just went straight round there.
Like knives. Did you get as far as the bedroom?
Oh, well, yeah, we did.
He's up. He's up.
Very interesting, Miss Danny.
I asked you for a meal. And then, how has this affected you?
It might have been on the washing machine.
All right, hang on. Here's something. Let me test the bona fides of this.
Oh.
Well, where are you now, then?
Where am I now? Yeah. I'm at home.
You've been to Wembley and now you've come back?
No. He went with his brother. He didn't take me.
Oh! The worm, the wretch!
The bastard! I have to add, he's no longer.
He's no shorter either, madam, and that's...
What? You kept the tickets that he...
Yeah.
Because queuing for tickets, and then queuing for tickets.
Jamie, stand up. We are now talking about a man who has the absolute cojones. This is a company, he's a man. I've changed my mind in the last 10 seconds. You've got to admire the fella, I'm afraid. Are you still with him?
Not anymore. He doesn't know that yet. He's still making it for my home, presumably.
Oh, be reasonable, will ya?
I missed one of the pages. There's a remarkable tale.
Yeah.
The fellow who did it, who slept with you, was as good as his word and gave the tickets to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he...
Oh,
and then he's got... Well,
yeah.
Well, but I think, no, you've got to pack him up.
Are you going to pack his bags,
I think I prefer his friend anyway.
Yeah, no, we're not going to ask. You know, that's the question I was going to ask. I'm not going to answer that. The other fella, any chance there you could go in that direction?
I'm
feeling the foul red and bone up of the heart.
I don't agree with you about this, but I think there's a shame involved here.
I don't. You see, I think it's happened here. No, hang on. I know we're going to get all the other calls. Yeah, hang on, because this is the one. Right. I think, and bear me out here just for a second. I think she slept with him. It's become a little ongoing. The other fella found out while he's in with the tickets, said, well, you know, so do you, not having the tickets. I'm going off with another pal. You stay with him then. Is there a grain in truth of what I just said?
Not in the slightest.
Oh, zero.
I wish there was.
Well, I must say I'm staggered. This puts your story in the
way. It does, because ours had a happy ending. This is
superb. Would you like to know how you get on?
Yeah, sure.
Don't ring Anna Raven with it, because otherwise, you know, she'll take you seriously.
Or if you really want to get this wretch, when you decide to tell him that he's out the door, just leave the phone off the hook and dial it
to us. So thank you very much indeed.
Take it and send it to us.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's something, isn't it?
What a bugger.
No, that's a superb. That's I've never heard of anything like that.
We have to go to a break now.
It was good enough. But she did it. I mean, the thing is, I know loads of work. I don't know anyone who would care.
Yeah, ask Danny. I haven't asked.
Not even for cup finals. I'm just.
I would for a cup of tea.
No, I would for cup fun tickets. It's hard enough. I mean, you know, it's hard enough to broach that subject. You know,
yeah,
if you like.
It is.